Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, December 12th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Ukraine is not hiding from democracy.
Ukraine updates peace plan proposal and boys' death now being treated as homicide. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Ukraine's president says he has handed over an updated version of a peace plan to the US. Volodymyr Zelensky's told reporters territorial issues remain under discussion and he's suggesting a referendum on any land concessions. He's also reiterated his willingness to hold elections in Ukraine but says there must be a ceasefire. Volodymyr Zelensky says America should speak to the Russian side about this.
We can try to hold elections. Ukraine is not hiding from democracy, but to make elections possible, there must be a security component, and America can help with this the most.
Gardaí are again appealing for information as they investigate the homicide of Daniel Arabose in County Dublin. They recovered the human remains of a child on open ground in Donabate on the 17th of September. DNA analysis has since confirmed the remains to be those of Daniel. Today would have been his 8th birthday. The funeral of Tadhg Farrell will take place today after he lost his life in a fire in Eden Derry in Offaly. The 4-year-old boy and 6-year-old Mary Holt died when the blaze broke out at their home in Castleview Park shortly before 8 p.m. on Saturday. His funeral mass will get underway at St Mary's Church in Eden Derry at midday, followed by burial at St Mary's Cemetery. Gardaí are carrying out a murder investigation following the attack on the house. A baby boy has died in hospital after a crash in Louth last Saturday. Two cars collided on the OR123 at Dowdall's Hill in Dundalk. He was a passenger in one of the cars. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to contact them. The use of restrictive practices in Irish mental health centres has fallen to its lowest level since national reporting began in 2008. Last year, there were just under 3,000 episodes of seclusion and physical restraint, a decrease of 18% from 2023, according to the latest Mental Health Commission report. John Farrelly, CEO of the Commission, says secluding or restraining people is only done as a last resort.
When someone is very, very, very unwell, they can unfortunately be a risk to themselves. At times like that, they may be secluded or restrained in law. So I can imagine someone looking at the numbers might think it's a lot, but actually internationally, I think we have to accept that Ireland has improved, and the 50% reduction, the movement to the human rights, the movement to the person-centred approach is really driving the figures down.
Dublin needs additional investment in public transport infrastructure, according to the CEO of Dublin Town. It comes as the Lewis Green Line services resumed yesterday evening following a power outage on Wednesday. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, says the situation revealed weak spots in the capital's transport system.
What it does highlight is the need for us to invest in our public transport. I think we need to progress with the metro. I think those large infrastructure projects are absolutely required. 72% of Dubliners get to the city by public transport, and we need to enhance it. So I suppose the main thing that we've learned from this is the need to, firstly, to maintain the Lewis system, but secondly, that we do need additional investment in the overall infrastructure.
Diageo workers in Belfast are going on strike today. The action will get underway from 7 a.m. and will last for a week in a dispute over pay. They've rejected what they call an inadequate pay offer at the site, which is the world's biggest producer of Guinness Zero. Unite regional officer Michael Keenan says workers want the same pay as their colleagues at a plant in England.
There's a strike that's lasting from Friday until the following Friday. And what they're looking for is pay parity with their sister site in Runcorn, England. These people are being paid just above the minimum wage at their basic, and their sister site, they're being paid up to 30% more.
In entertainment news, Sigourney Weaver has described the latest Avatar movie as the most satisfying film she's ever seen. The actor, who stars as teenager Kiri, says she's learnt a lot from working on James Cameron's epic sci-fi series. Revenge is apparently the main theme of the much-anticipated third instalment, and Sigourney says she's full of praise for the outcome.
I have to say I've seen it 3 times, and it is so amazing. It is one thrill after another, and probably the greatest ride I've ever had. but it's also so moving.
And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne's hopes of making the knockout stages of the Conference League were ended last night. Joey O'Brien's side were beaten 3-0 by Crystal Palace at Tallaght Stadium. Shamrock Rovers have also missed out on a place in the next round. The Hoops needed a win away to Breidablik and did take the lead in the first half through Graham Burke, but the hosts equalised 3 minutes later and eventually ran out 3-1 winners in Iceland. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.